The quiet-sounding headline over the weekend, rumblings in California wine country, turned out to be a much more serious geologic event when the dust cleared. While centered in Napa Valley, the magnitude 6.0 earthquake was the largest earthquake to hit the San Francisco area in 25 years. More than 100 people were injured, three critical. There were knocked-over power lines, damaged residences and businesses. Losses are expected to top $1 billion. Dan Brecke is chief blogger for KQED's News Fix blog. He joins me now. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, John.
So, Dan, I gather you felt this quake over the weekend. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. I mean, where I live about 40 miles from the epicenter, south of it, here in Berkeley. And, there was a long, very insistent rolling to it that sort of signaled that something big was happening somewhere.
Something big, always a scary thought there in the Bay Area. Is the state of emergency still in place?
Yes, it will be. And this is mostly so that local officials can both free up local resources to get cleanup underway and to help people, and for the state to be able to do the same.
And aftershocks are expected and continuing. Is that the case?
Yes. Dozens of aftershocks are happening on a relatively unknown fault. And so scientists are excited that they're learning something new. The real attention getter there, though, was a forecast put out by the U.S. Geological Survey yesterday morning that there is better than a 50-50 chance of another 5-point shaker sometime in the next week. And people are nervous about that.
Now, the relatively unfamiliar fault line in Napa, is it unrelated to the big fault there in the Bay Area? Now, I want to say San Andreas Fault, but I think that might not be correct.
The San Andreas Fault is, you know, that's California's mother fault, right? On one side of that, you've got the Pacific Plate, and on the other side, you've got the North American Plate. I'm on the North American side. No, this is a very small fault called the West Napa Fault that people are calling obscure. And one of the issues around it is so little is known about it that a few years ago when there was an assessment, a regional assessment of earthquake risks, this fault wasn't even mentioned. So people are a little at a loss to understand, people meaning geologists are a little bit at a loss right now to explain this this rather radical reemergence of it into the public light.
I was nowhere near the Bay Area in 1989, but I do remember that quake in 89. The Bay Area has had a lot of chance to take a look at earthquake preparedness since then. Any way in which this 6.0 quake tested some of those rebuilds and retrofits from 25 years ago?
Well, not really, because the Napa Valley, and this was right at the southern edge of the Napa Valley, is pretty far from the center of population here in the Bay Area. I think the thing that really is waking people up right now is that this was a 6-point earthquake, big, but by no means the big one. And some of the classic problems that might emerge in a big earthquake were very visible nonetheless. For instance, natural gas lines failed in many places, about 100 of them in residences in Napa. One place that happened was in a mobile home park. A fire started. Firefighters showed up to try to fight it, and they had no water because the water main had broken. So that's like the in a capsule. That's a miniature of what people are afraid of happening. And of course, that's something similar to what happened in 1906 when San Francisco was struck by the 1906 earthquake and burned afterward.
And the cleanup is going to be prolonged in this case, but nothing like the big one would actually produce.
Well, the cleanup is – downtown Napa is a real mess, and there's a nearby city called Vallejo where they've got many buildings, more than a dozen, that they're going to have to investigate. So they're asking people – hundreds of people flocked downtown to see the damage yesterday in Napa, and they're asking people to stay out. And yes, it's going to be a while before everything's cleaned up. They've got some historic buildings that suffered at least serious cosmetic damage, if not more.
Dan Brecke, chief blogger for KQED's News Fix blog on the estimated $1 billion of damage from the earthquake centered in the Napa Valley. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.